Thank you, Secretary. This is a technical point. If you remember, we were struggling in 4.2 with where to put the second sentence, which reads, additional information may be added to the Orvis marker. And I would suggest to you that that sentence should be combined with 4.9, because on 4.2, it's talking about additional information added by the creditor or the unilateral registrant. In 4.9, it's dealing with the debtor or the keeper adding information. I would suggest that both are fine, but they should be in 4.9. And then we have each of those areas covered off in one sub-article. So it's just a technical adjustment, which I would suggest. The other thing I just, if I may, take the opportunity to mention was that Mr. Lehmacher mentioned that there's no reference to article, to Appendix 1. There is a reference, and it's a critical reference in the definition of Orvis marker, and everything flows from that. So Appendix 1 has not been forgotten, and the reference to the Orvis marker by definition incorporates what is in Appendix 1. Thank you.